Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our host, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Let me say that one more time. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So good morning, beloved. How are you? How are you? How are you? I pray that all is well. Praise be unto God, and that you are able to give God thanks for this awesome day in the Lord. I thank him so much for the opportunity for us to come together one more time in the name of Jesus, for us to come together. Of course, I am Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And with me today, as always, whether she's here physically or not, with me today is my very dear confidant, loyal daughter, faithful, blessed woman of God. What else can I say? I don't know. I say so many things about her, but y'all know who she is. Y'all know who she is. None other than Minister Tabika Garnes. And good morning to you, precious heart. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, beautiful, beloved. I am well. I am alive. I'm just grateful that all things, you know, God works all things out, whether we can see it, feel it, or know it, that he's working things out. So I'm just rejoicing over, you know, who he is, what he's done, what he will continue to do, things that he will say no to, things that he will say yes to, and things that he will say wait. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Thanks to God, I tell you, I am excited about today. I'm excited about even the lesson that we're going to be teaching today. Also, on last Sunday, I had the opportunity to speak at another church for a pastor's anniversary. And one of the things that I shared, y'all know every time we start this show, we say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And one of the things that, as I said that, that God, that was originally said back with the Israelites, where they were able to escape from Egypt, and when they got to safe territory, they said, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So that's what they said about that day. And as I read that scripture and pondered on it, to me, that word is a prophetic word. You know, we speak life or death. It's in the power of our tongue. So we're not just quoting a scripture that has no meaning. That was to thank God for delivering them from Egypt. That was to thank God. And then every time that I say, this is the day that the Lord has made, this day is the day that God has delivered us from our past, the evil that's in our past, our pains and hurts emotionally and mentally. This day is the day that he has made, and acknowledging our salvation, acknowledging the promises of God. This day, and saints of God, if I don't impress anything else to you, let this day be the day that you make new declarations. This day is that you affirm who you are in Christ Jesus. Let this day be the day that you make up your mind that you will let nobody, nothing, not a man, woman, child, not any enemy, the devil himself, no principalities, no rulers of darkness, that you won't let any of them take out of you and take from you the joy of this day. This day should be celebrated unto the Lord because it is the day that he has made. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, and I am still full of that as you know, when I say it, it's prophetic. I am declaring that this is the day, today. You know, each of you just declare this day for your good. Declare that this day that the Lord will have his way, this day. So, yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. Even as I say it, my heart gets overwhelmed. My heart gets overwhelmed because I realize that every day that God gives us is a blessing. Every day, no matter what it is we have to face, it is a blessing. And too many times we do everything within our power to destroy the day. But he made this day with purpose in mind. He made this day, and if we rejoice and be thankful in it, victory shall be ours. So this is the day, saints of God, that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. With that being said, good morning to Tamika Shelton, my daughter in the Lord. Good morning to you, beloved. Love you much. Good morning to Lester and Joyce Richardson, her parents. God bless you. And our longest standing followers on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Praise be unto God. Good morning to Joyce in New York. Love you dearly, sweetheart. You are a pleasure to think about, to pray about for you and your family. God bless you. Good morning to Deacon Banks. Good morning to Nikki, too. Praise be unto God. Good morning to Isaiah in Chicago. Good morning to Rob in Pennsylvania. Good morning to Denise. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning to Prophetess Dawn, Prophetess Kemp. God bless you. Good morning to all of the members from New Vision for Life that joins us. Good morning. Good morning to Deacon Farr. God bless you, man of God. God bless you. And good morning to each and every one of you that tune in with us every Saturday. Those that are new to the line, God bless you. You're welcome. Come, sit down, be blessed. Feast at the banqueting table that God has prepared for today. So come in and enjoy yourself today. And with that being said, I will turn things over into the hands of our prayer warrior, our intercessor, our co-host, none other than Minister Tamika Garnes. Good morning to you, beloved.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Just want to say good morning to everyone, and thank you again for joining us on another Saturday morning. Like I always say, you could be still asleep. You could be laying in your bed, which if you are, then that is great. You still rolled over to dial the number and support us, so we greatly appreciate that. Again, this is another Heart to Heart, and we look forward to just sharing with the different information that comes across and things that Holy Spirit downloads. So we really hope that you all enjoy this information, and one day you may be having a conversation with someone and say, go listen to this show. Go listen to this show. You know, it may give you some insight on what it is that you're going through. So we just thank God for choosing us for this platform, and we hope that we are making him famous. So to God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father. Glory to your marvelous and your matchless name, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. This is the day, Lord God. This is the day that you have made, Lord God. And we shall rejoice, God, even if our flesh doesn't want to. We will press forth. And we shall rejoice in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God.
Yes.
This is the day, Lord God, where we choose to say no to the enemy. This is the day, Lord God, where you change our minds. This is the day where you heal our bodies and you heal our heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. This is the day, Lord God, that we choose to forgive an offense or something or a betrayal in the name of Jesus, oh God. This is the day where we choose to love that person that is unlovable. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day where we decide to pray, and I mean pray like never before in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day, Lord God, that we tell you thank you for all that you have done in our lives, oh God, all that you have allowed us to experience, all that we have been through, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. This is the day, Lord God, where we let you know that we are grateful for allowing us to still be here, that you woke us up, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. We shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we just give you praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, you have done so much for us. You have done things that we don't even realize you have done, Father, in the name of Jesus. You have protected us from things seen and unseen, Lord. You have provided. You have made a way. You have healed us. You have forgiven us, Father. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy over our lives, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, that you are watching over us. Thank you, Father God, that you are answering prayers in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, that you are reconnecting, Lord God, people together. You are reconciling relationships, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. This is the day. This is the day, Lord God, that you, Father God, will begin to show us who we are in Christ if we don't know. And so, Father, you are great in all your ways. We thank you that your promises are yes and amen. We thank you that your promises never return until you void. And God, we just rejoice over who you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. We can't thank you enough for all that you have done. Father, it's like, how can we wake up and not say thank you? How can we go throughout our day and not say thank you? How can we go to sleep at night and not say thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We just, Father God, just adore you and we worship you. And we honor you and we love you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
you, Lord God, for your grace.
Yes, God.
Thank you for your mercy, Lord God.
Yes.
Thank you
thank
for
you,
your
Lord.
Love, Lord God. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you that you saw
thank
fit
you,
to give us one more day, oh God. One more
yes,
day,
God.
Lord God. To be reconciled with you, Father God. One
thank
more
you,
day
Lord.
To repent and turn away
thank
from
you,
our evil ways. One more day to
yes,
seek
God.
Forgiveness,
hallelujah.
Not only from you, Lord God, but from each other, Lord God. One
thank
more
you,
day,
Lord.
Lord God. One more day, Father God. We do thank you so very much, Father. We do thank you. We thank you. We thank you. You are awesome in all of your ways. You are awesome, Father God. And we truly do appreciate you today, Father. We truly do. So thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank
yeah,
you, God.
Thank you,
you know, I know that, I don't know. I sort of say I know that, but I don't know for sure. But I think that a lot of times, you know, that after Minister Tabika prays and then I say a prayer as well, I never, hear me when I say this, I never intend to pray after she prays. She prays such phenomenal prayers and so forth. However, after I began to thank God, you know, for what she has prayed for and thanking God for her, it just turns into a prayer. It just turns into a prayer. And it's not my intention to you know, to follow up or to pray like she didn't pray enough or anything like that. It's just that I'm just us saying thank you. Thank you, Lord. Mm. Just thank you brings about, you know, a heart of thanksgiving. And it's a prayer of thanksgiving, you know, so it just comes out. It just comes out. So again, you know, we do thank the Lord. And today, you know, we've been dealing with, what is it, Marriage International Mission, or Marriage Mission International. We've been dealing with this the last 2 weeks, and I'm going right back to that group again today. And because I read an article that they did that to me was so profound, and it is so where we are this morning. It is so where we are this morning. And it all I can say was, God, it blessed my heart. It blessed my heart. And so I wanted us to share this today. And listen, beloved, when we share this today, the information that we're giving today, I implore you, please, don't ever think of this as just being for marriage. Please don't think of this as just being for marriage. There are many single-parent homes, There are many homes where there's just a person there by themselves, and they still need to apply what's being said today. It still needs to be applied by what is being said today. And so I pray that you will receive it in that manner. Now, the title of their newsletter that they sent out was Preparing for Thanksgiving in Marriage. Preparing for Thanksgiving in Marriage. You know, so it goes on to talk about how we prepare for the holidays. You know, we just celebrated Thanksgiving Day. And by the way, happy belated Thanksgiving Day. I pray that all of you had a wonderful day, that the food was good, that the company was good, that everything went your way. And for those who didn't have it that way, may you know that this day is another day, is another chance to get it right. It's another chance. Praise be unto God. So we've celebrated Thanksgiving. And, you know, it's a holiday where we're sharing with family and friends and being thankful for what has been done. And in doing this, you know, this couple said they wonder how many of us prepared our hearts for Thanksgiving for now and throughout the year. For now and throughout the year. Did you prepare your heart for Thanksgiving? Not just Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving. And that really got to me, you know, how we are to be thankful day in and day out. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 4 through 5 says, "For everything God created is good. Nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer." By the word of God and prayer. So as we came through the month of November and we got to the place, praise be unto God, where we're preparing for Thanksgiving Day, you prepare, you know, you go shopping, you know, you're shopping, you're cooking, you're cleaning your house, setting the table, you're doing everything to get the festivities, you know, together for celebrating Thanksgiving Day. And yet we are asked here today, but do we prepare, set, and make sure our hearts are clean before the Lord? We do all of this preparation to celebrate Thanksgiving Day, cleaning, like I said, the cleaning, the shopping, et cetera, We do all of that. But what did we do in preparing our hearts before the Father? That was so important, so profound, and thinking about, God, I got all of these things to be thankful for, but if I really prepared myself, my heart, to be clean before you. And that is what we are looking at today. Thanksgiving, not just Thanksgiving. Tabika, you can go on from there, beloved.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. All right. Mm. So I think what Apostle just said, as far as making sure our hearts are clean before the Lord, it's so easy to get caught up in the preparation, like she said, of the day, making sure that all the meals are together, you know, waiting for family and friends to arrive. You know, if you had to clean your whole house to prepare for family and friends, you had to go to the store to purchase the food to fix, and whatever else that you may be doing for that day. And when Apostle said that part about making sure our hearts are clean before the Lord, it shook me in a little bit. And when I say it shook me a little bit, it opened my eyes to, like, we don't take, and I know I didn't take the time to make sure my heart was clean before the Lord on it should be every day. But
every
especially
day.
On, right. But especially on, you know, Thanksgiving, because again, it's like you're trying to, it's whatever's going on at that moment. It's whatever is on your mind. It's whatever you may be going through. And so all those things are like taking precedence over what really matters. And what really matters is that we're giving thanks to the Lord. It's not about, and hear me when I say this, it's not about family so much. It's about God first. It's about God first, and then we come together. You know, we say the grace, we say another prayer, we worship Him. So that should be a part of. It should be a part of our everyday. All these things that we're saying should be a part of our everyday. But on that day, when the family and friends come together, there should be a moment of prayer and worship even before we start to eat, even before, you know, we get into that moment of eating, because we all know that once we eat, what happens? A lot of us go to sleep. We get tired. Like that sleepy spirit comes upon us and it like takes a hold of us, and before we know it, we have drifted off to sleep. And just taking the time to allow God to examine our hearts. What is it that is still there that God is wanting to remove? And I feel like when we usher in the presence of God in every situation, or in every time we come together as a group of people, or when we're alone, when we usher in the Holy Spirit, God begins to show us what is still on our heart that we may have forgotten about, or we thought that we let go. So we also want to talk about, like, the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So, like, on that day, are we bringing forth the fruit of the Spirit, or are we overwhelmed with what's going on that day? Did the turkey get burnt? Did the dog jump on the table and lick some food? Did the cat walk across the table? So it's these type of things that sometimes plague our minds, and we just lose focus off of what should be the focus, and that is Holy Spirit, that is Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13:15 says, "Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess His name, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased." When we think about that, what what comes to mind? Are we thinking about others aside from ourselves and our family and those that we know? And when I say, are we thinking about others? Because there were people that didn't get a Thanksgiving meal on Thursday. There are people that weren't with family. There were people that were on the street. And so did we give thought to these groups of people? And on Thursday, I thought to myself, like, I feel like next year I want to go serve somewhere first and then come and be with family, because that's what it's all about. It's not just about, you know, family and friends that I know, you know, that I'm comfortable with, that I'm used to being around. It's taking the time out of that day to just go and do something for somebody else. You know, like people appreciate when the forgotten group of people appreciate when somebody remembers them on days like Thanksgiving and Christmas and Resurrection Sunday. Those, when we take time out of what it is that we're doing and we go serve groups of people that otherwise are overlooked, that they appreciate that, and that blesses their heart. Making that a priority, you know, for next year, or maybe even for the Christmas holiday is what. So that's what's on my heart to do right now. And I'm going to make sure that I'm obedient, because I feel like God is laying that on my heart, because I feel it so strong and heavy right now. And so that will be my mission. That will be my mission for Christmas. You know, I'm praying it becomes a thought of to think about other people outside of just me and the circle and the group of people that I know and that I'm comfortable with. Amen. Apostle, you want to add anything to that?
Amen. Yes. Absolutely. That is what we should be doing. That is seriously what we should be doing. And I like how she said, you know, that this is something that God has laid on her heart. Two other people from our ministry had mentioned it. And so it's being laid on the hearts of others in the ministry. But what is so beautiful was that with what Minister Tabika said, you know, if nobody else did it, if nobody else would go, she's saying, Lord, here I am. Send me. I'll go. You impressing this upon my heart. So this is something that can be done individually. It's something that can be done as a group. But the thing is us showing thanks and serving others, us doing that and serving others. And it is so vitally important, so vitally important. One of the other things, too, in looking at this Thanksgiving that I found so profound in this lesson, when it talked about how we go through, you know, we clean our houses and for the Thanksgiving holiday and for any holiday where we're having meals and having people over for those big ones. She mentioned the three big ones, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Resurrection Sunday. These are the three big holidays that we have people over, or we're going and visiting other people, and we clean house for it. The one thing that they mentioned in this article that truly, truly blessed me was doing a prayer walk through each room so that enters this room will sense the cleanliness of God's love and peace. And we clean up the house to make it smell good, look good, you know, inviting and so forth and so on. What is wrong with the idea of each room that you're in, you are praying the peace of God in this room, the love of God in this room? It's like blessing a house when you first move in it. We do that a lot. And we bless the houses, the apartments that we first move in. And we do that in the very beginning of our living time in that particular space. And we don't do it for the rest of the time the rest of the weeks, months, years that we're living in the house. Now, some people may, so this is not saying everybody does it, but we need to, in our Thanksgiving, we need to daily or weekly or however often you're cleaning, and if you're not cleaning, you need to start cleaning. But we need to pray through each room in our house, because spirits enter into our space and cause confusion in our home. People come in and bring spirits in with them and deposit them and go on about their business. They'll come in with an argumentative spirit, a spirit of hatred and bitterness and lack of forgiveness and so forth. And during this season, we're bringing to your attention the fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, the faithfulness, gentleness, control. These are the fruit. This is the fruit, one fruit of the Spirit. This is the characteristics of the Spirit of God. And this is what should be flowing from every room in our house and flowing from us. I even implore you to anoint your doorway so that as people are coming in, that they feel the presence of God, and that any evil spirit, any spirit that is not of God, cannot cross your threshold. Do the top of the door, the sides of the door. Do the threshold on the floor. Anoint it so that others, when they are coming in, they'll feel, first of all, the presence of God, and any spirit in them that's not of God would remain on the other side of that door. I'm telling you, saints of God, the idea of Thanksgiving is so important now. Remember the fact that we're not living just for the day. We're not living just for the day. We are living and preparing each day for eternity. We're doing it for eternity. Jesus is the bread of life, but the word tells us that man cannot live by bread alone. He can't live by bread alone. So therefore, therefore, as we're giving the bread being the gospel, we are giving this so that people will live by the gospel, understand the gospel, get a hold of it, and saying, Lord, this is what I want. This is what I want. But when we fully comprehend that life isn't just here and now, the bread for today, but it's, like I said, the preparation for eternity, we will begin to live differently. If everybody stopped and thought about what I do today reflects on my place in eternity, it'll reflect on what my life will be like from this point on. You will start living in the light of eternity. It will change how we deal with our relationships. We're so busy dealing with what's happening to us today. We're so busy with what I got to do to make me happy for today. You know, so what if I hurt somebody else's feelings and so forth? You know, and there are times we hurt people's feelings, and it's an unintentional thing. We didn't do it on purpose. But if we are looking at the Thanksgiving idea, we will become more aware of what we're doing. We will become aware of what we're saying and how we're treating people. We will become aware of that. And so we should live in such a way that others will see Christ within us. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. So we should be asking God to show us how to be a Bible-living Christian. We want to live our lives with Christ being lived through us, living through us, praise be unto God, and that others may see this, may grasp it, may want it, and that we are preparing ourselves for eternity, for eternity. Thanks to God, there's so many of us. You know, Kavika and I come on every week. Every week we're teaching a lesson about something. Every week. Every week, if you go to Bible study in your church, you're being taught a lesson about something. Every Sunday that you attend service, you're being taught a lesson about something. Every time you hold a discussion with someone, you're being taught, if you're doing it, you know, talking about the Lord, you're being taught something about the Word of God. Listen to what God has to say about this. Do not merely listen to the Word and so deceive yourselves, but do what it says. In other words, don't be just listeners of the Word. Be doers of it also. Anyone who listens to the Word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, he goes away and he immediately forgets what he looks like. He forgets what he looks like. So he heard the Word, he saw the Word, he turned and walked away, and it's gone. It's gone. Hasn't taken root. Hasn't had any effect on him. But the Word goes on to say, but the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing what he has heard, he will be blessed in what he does. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself, and his religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after the orphans and the widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. And you'll find that in James chapter 1, verses 22 through 27. So, beloved, prepare yourselves every day for thanksgiving. Living, and ask yourself, am I allowing myself to be distracted from living Christ? We are to live Christ every day. If he is alive and well within you, then we should be representing him to the world every single day, every conversation we have. And you know, some people, you know the scripture that speaks about, don't be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. That's not what I'm talking about, saints of God. I am saying, however, that every day, every single day of our sanctified lives, we should be representing Christ. We should be living holy. We should be speaking holy. We really should be speaking holy. Every day, we should stop the backbiting, the cussing, the fighting. We should stop with the hatred and the bitterness. We should stop with that in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And let every day be a day of thanksgiving. God, I'm thankful for this day. I am thankful for this day. Beloved, what do you have to say here?
Yes, beloved. Amen. Amen. Yes. We have to be thankful. And learn to be thankful for what God has already done. I think sometimes that we forget to be thankful because of our situation and circumstances that we may be going through at the time. And so sometimes those things get more attention than being thankful for what we already have. And, you know, a lot of times, let's just talk about busyness, negative busyness, because sometimes it is designed and set up to take our focus off of God. And if we're so busy, we don't have time to give him thanks or think about him or be in his presence or spend that time with him. And so, you know, we sometimes forget what it is. You know, we have family issues. You know, we have our children may not be right. We may have issues on our job. We may have issues with our friendships. We may have financial issues. It's like so many things that come up against, you know, what it is that we are. There's so many things that come up against us. And if we're not paying attention or if we're not being mindful, those things have the those things can take precedence over our relationship with God. And we can control these things. We can control the things that go on around us. And when I say control, I'm talking about the busyness part. Sometimes we're so busy because we say yes to everything. And when we say yes to everything, then there's things that begin to pile up on our plate that we can't handle. And so we're trying to juggle multiple things in different areas, things that people have asked us to do. And before we realize it, we're no longer doing what God has told us or asked us to do. And so getting caught up in the busyness, you know, we argue and when we're running over each other's feelings with unkind words and actions, but God helps us to recognize these things, and he helps us to recognize how wrong it is. We may struggle in our hearts with different things. But when we repent, apologize, and we have to regroup, you know, we're working, we have to work to fight the problems rather than each other, because each other is not the big issue, it's the problems. And I think we get so caught up in fighting one another, and that is not, that's not the case. We aren't to fight one another. There are principalities and powers that sometimes orchestrate our reactions and how we interact and how we treat one another. But we get so caught up fighting each other as a person rather than the darkness behind it. So sometimes when we find ourselves arguing, we have to take a moment and go before God and ask him what it is. Why am I fighting my brother and my sister? Why am I fighting my husband or my wife? Why am I fighting with my coworkers or my kids? Like, God, what is this? Like, ask God to show you what it is so that we're not so caught up in, like, basically going against each other. Like, we're at each other's throats, but we're missing what the actual issue is behind that thing. And so if we're missing what the actual issue is behind that thing, it's never brought to the surface. So we're just continually at each other's throats when there's something, a bigger or deeper issue that's causing these rifts and these arguments. So that's why we have to pray for one another. We have to forgive one another. And I would say forgive quickly, but for somebody else, they may be like, well, I can't. Like, I can't just forgive quickly. But I'm saying forgive quickly because if you don't, it festers. It continues to control your every day. But when you forgive quickly, every day we're going to be offended or in some situations hurt. So if all of that is piling up, it piles up, and it's more that you have to walk through in order to forgive. You have multiple offenses that are sitting there that begin to pile up, and then it takes longer to forgive each offense. And then self-control. Self-control. we have to learn self-control. Yes, people rub you the wrong way. They irritate you. They get on your nerves. They do things to make you angry. But I've realized that the enemy always wants to disqualify us. And when I say us, the kingdom people. He always wants to disqualify us. And if he can row our feathers really, really bad, especially when we're out in public, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, ha, ha, I got them. They don't have any self-control. And even in our relationships with one another, you know, sometimes the enemy is waiting, just waiting for us to mess up so that he can point it out, so he can, you know, make a mockery out of it. And I remember some years ago, I was in a store, and this lady, I can't even remember the full story, but this lady did something or said something, and I began to go back and forth with the lady. And as I'm going back and forth with the lady, I'm like, why are you doing this? And I'm it's like, I'm not audibly saying it, but I can hear myself, thinking it, like, why are you going back and forth with this lady? And so it was like I couldn't stop, and I kept going back and forth. It was like an argument. And when it was all over and I left out the store and I got in my vehicle, I was embarrassed. I was like, why did you allow that person to take you to that place? Because number one, you don't know the person. Number two, you probably never see her again. Number three, it wasn't worth it. But at that moment when I got back in my vehicle and I thought about it, it was like the enemy got me. Like, I was so mad at myself because I let the enemy get me. I let him pull me into his playground. And then I thought about, like, what if there was somebody else in there that I was to meet later on in life, and they remembered that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people bring, you know what I mean? Like, people bring stuff, people remember stuff like that. And then it's like, well, I thought you were saved, and I thought that you loved God, but the way that you acted, it made me think otherwise. And we never want to cause anyone to stumble and fall. And it's like we have to remember that even in situations where we want to lash out at a person, where we want to say certain things because they hurt us, so we want to get them back. But like Apostle said in the very beginning, there's death and life in the power of the tongue. And it is so true. It is so true. And when we are interacting with people, and the things that come out of our mouth can really cut them like a real sword. And so we have to be careful about what we say, because in this day and time, a lot of people are really fragile. I mean, really, really fragile. And I'm not saying that you got to walk around on eggshells when you're around certain people, because you're trying so much not to offend them. Because again, if they have an issue, that's not your problem, but you still want to interact in love with them. And then, you know, if you know that person has a spirit of offense, before you even come into their presence, just ask God to be with you and give you the strength to interact with this person, because it's so easy for us to react in a moment. It's so easy for us to get caught up in a moment that it's like when we reflect on it, it's like, oh, God, I could have did better. And so that the learning how to have self-control, that's something that we should pray for it every day when it comes in our prayer time with God, is to give us self-control, because that really matters. That can make all the difference in when we interact with people. And so just really quick, want to share this scripture, Hebrews 12, 14 through 15, make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Amen. Apostle.
Amen. Amen. Very, very good. Very good info there. Very good. Amen. And I do apologize. I don't know if y'all heard it, but somebody was banging at my door while you were speaking. You heard the knocking at the door?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I went and answered the door, And so I apologize, you know, that I didn't mute myself before I did that. I apologize. Okay,
no,
so now with the scripture that you just read and what you talked about in dealing with self-control, just a few more scriptures I want to point out here. And one is from Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Be imitators of God. Therefore, as dearly loved children, live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." You know, again, with what Tabika was saying about how we can get caught off guard, we can deal with the spirit of offense, whether it's somebody else's that has the spirit of offense or we ourselves are carrying the spirit of offense. And but the word tells us to be imitators of God, be imitators of him, live a life of love. And so in doing so, you know that we should be able to eliminate a lot of the issues that we have going on. If we learn to prefer one another, we would have less chance of fighting and arguing because we're putting somebody else before us. However, we must learn to love ourselves first so that we can love one another, so that we can love one another. And therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and loved, we are to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Remember, this is the fruit of the Spirit. Bear with one another. Forgive whatever grievances we may have with one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave us. And over all these virtues, put love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, such as the members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. And be thankful. And the last scripture here, Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. And whatever you do, whether it's in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I'm telling you, beloved, if we start living thanks or doing thanks living, life would be so much easier. This is why when you see and hear, heard me this morning saying that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That thing has really taken hold of me. Thanksgiving breaks the power over the enemy. Whenever you give thanks to God, despite the difficult circumstances, the enemy loses a big battle in your life. When you give thanks in the midst of difficulty, you bring pleasure to God's heart. And he is looking for us who will live in the realm of praise and thanksgiving, where the enemy no longer has the ability to hold or to manipulate that person. Satan is defeated when we have a thankful heart. And let me say that again. Satan is defeated when we have a thankful heart. Thankfulness during difficulty is a sacrifice pleasing to God. Pleasing to God. Thanks to God. I was reading something or even saw it on my phone, not sure, where it was saying, you know, and this was about a husband and a wife, saying that, you know, and he said it was on the phone. He was saying this is a woman's language. This is the wife's language, that if you and she are together and she walks away, you grab her and get up and pull her back. You grab her and pull her back. If she is saying, gosh, I wish I could remember it all. If she is saying, you ask her what is wrong and she says nothing, hold on to her until she feels comfortable enough to tell you what really is wrong and something in that nature. But don't just shrug it off. and just let it be. She needs you. She wants you, but doesn't know what to say and how to say it at that point in time. If she is angry and is fussing, he said, grab her, hold her, and kiss her. You're shutting her up. And I know there are a lot of arguments that go on where people may not be able to do that. We've seen them. You can't get them because they're in fighting mode, ready to kill somebody almost. But before it gets to that, before it escalates to that, in the midst of an, grab a hold of, kiss her, shut her up. You know, and it's not that you're shutting her up because you don't want to hear it. You want to give her comfort immediately. You want to give her compassion immediately. And we don't interpret these things the way they should be interpreted. And here's saying that Thanksgiving, it breaks the power of the enemy. God, I thank you for this man. I thank you for this woman. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you in the midst of everything that's going on. I'm thanking you for him. I'm thanking you for her. Be thankful, and it breaks the power over the enemy. It breaks the power over the enemy. God is looking for those who offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving to please him. This is pleasing to the Father. This is please. It's a sacrifice when somebody is yelling at you or walking away from you for you to have to take the steps to reconcile that, to end it. Blessed is the peacemaker. Blessed is the one that comes and makes peace. Beloved, truly, 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 in this season, in this Thanksgiving season, I pray that you will turn it into a Thanksgiving season, and that it won't only be for today, the Sabbath day, but it'll be for the first day of the week, Sunday. It'll be for the first day of your work week, Monday. It'll be for Tuesday and be for the rest of the week that you are living in a thankful place. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord and Savior, the great shepherd of the sheep, may he equip you with every good thing for doing his will. And may he work in us, which is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thanks to God.
Amen.
We love you. And we pray that you will take with you today the things that you need to do to be in a place where you are thanksgiving, not just thanksgiving, but be thankful and live according to the blessing that the Father has done in you. May this be in your marriage. May it be in the relationship between parent and child. May it be mother and father. May it be in whatever relationship that we're in. May it be a thanksgiving time. I thank God for you. I praise God for you. Beloved, thank you for the expounding where you expounded. May God be with
Amen.
You and your family for the rest of this weekend, for the days to come. Remember, saints of God, as we are thanksgiving, we are preparing for eternity. Do you want to live your eternity with Christ Jesus? Are you willing to sacrifice it just to get your way today and end up living for this earthly father that we had before Jesus came? Before Jesus came for us, do you want to still serve Satan? Or are you willing to work towards your eternal homestead? Saints, I pray that you have been blessed by this today. Go forth, have an awesome day. May God bless you and enjoy your thanksgiving. God bless.
God bless.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.